to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, once again, loving Sai Rams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. And now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations, and I am Raghu from Radio Sai team. Today is 11th of October, and the Dasara celebrations in Prashant Nilayam has already begun. 13th, that is 2 days from now, the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam will start in Purnachandra Auditorium in Prashant Nilayam. And from 13th, in the evenings, there will be the Vidwan Mahasabha celebrations in Sai Kulanth Hall. And dear listeners, all this and many more celebrations will be webcast live in radiosai.org website. You can watch them from wherever you are. All right, in the beginning of the segment Morning Glory, I had asked two questions, and I got many reply from you all. About 8 listeners have replied to my questions, and I am very happy for that. So the questions that I had asked was about the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam. The first question was very, very easy, and all of them have got it right. The first question was, for how many days the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam is performed? And the right answer is 7 days. And the second question was slightly difficult. That is, what are the different components of Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam performed in Purnachandra Auditorium in Sai Kulanth Hall? And the answer for this question are Rudra Yajnam, Devi Bhagavata Parayanam, Ramayana Parayanam, Surya Namaskar, Sahasra Lingarchanam, Srimad Bhagavata Parayanam, and Devi Mahatmyam. Okay, so 8 listeners have replied to this question. So the first listener who replied to this question is Mrs. Lakshmi Padmavati. She has given the correct answer. In fact, only for the first question she gave the correct answer. And she mentioned that she is an alumna of Swami's Institute, Anantapur campus. Okay, thank you, Mrs. Lakshmi Padmavati, for your reply, and thank you for your participation. The second listener is Brother Fanindra Reddy. So for the first question, he gave correct answer as 7 days. And for the second question, Brother Fanindra Reddy has given an answer. So the answer that he gave are the different components of Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam are Kalasha Stapana, Rudra Parayanam and Homa, Chandi Homa, Parayanam of various Vahinis written by Bhagwan, Ayudha Puja on Durgashtami and Purnahuti. Well, all these parts are not correct. Few are not correct. In fact, Chandi Homa won't be performed during the Yajnam, and Ayudha Puja is not a part of Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam. It is a part of Dasara celebration, but it's not a part of Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam. So, Brother Fanindra Reddy, you are almost right. I can say 70% right. Thank you for your reply and thank you for your participation. So, the third listener who has replied for this question is Mrs. Priyanka Menon. And she has replied, given the correct answer for the first question, that is 7 days. And for the second questions, she has replied it as Rudra Yajnam, Surya Namaskar, Sahasra Lingarchanam, Srimad Bhagavata Parayanam, Ramayana Parayanam, and Devi Mahatmyam. Yes, correct answer. You have told 100% correct answer, given 100% correct answer. And Mrs. Priyanka Menon had a special request. She said she is mother of Kirtana Nair, and she has requested to mention her daughter Kirtana's name, as she will be very excited. Well, Sister Kirtana, we hope you listen to different programs of Radio Sai and are liking them. Well, continue listening to them, but what is more important is trying to comprehend Swami's message and putting it into practice. Okay, thank you for your reply. Thank you for the participation. Then the fourth listener who has replied is Brother Ajay Rajan from Chennai. And like others, for the first question, he has given the correct answer as 7 days. And for the second question, it seems Brother Ajay Rajan understood the question as, what are the different deities whom we worship during the Yajnam? And to his understanding, he has given the reply as Lord Sri Ganesha, Lord Surya, Mother, Universal Mother Devi, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Agni Bhagwan. Well, Brother Ajay Rajan, you are right for, you are given the correct answer for the question which you understood as, but that was not the question that I had asked for. I had asked for the different components during the Yajnam. Alright, anyway, thank you for your reply and thank you for the participation, Brother Ajay Rajan. And then the fifth listener who has replied for this question is Brother Bala Shankaran from Bahrain. And he has given the correct answer for the first question as 7 days. Well, for the second question, what Brother Bala Shankaran said was very good in a light moment. He said that he didn't have time to do the research and find out as he was moving to his office. Well, I can say it's a very good way of starting your day to go to office by listening to Radio Sai. So, Brother Bala Shankaran, you have done a good job of listening to Radio Sai before going to your office. Anyway, thank you for your reply and thank you for the participation. Well, next listener was Mr. Devendra Kumar. In fact, Mr. Devendra Kumar took some time, did a proper research before he replied to the answer, and he has given an elaborate answer. Well, as others, for the first question, he gave correct answer, 7 days. And for the second question, the elaborate answer that Devendra Kumar gave is, the different components of Veda Purusha Sattajnana Yajnam performed in Prashant Nilayam, the most important component of the Yajnam is the Rudra Yagam, where oblations are made to Yajna Kunda, to Lord Shiva, while chanting hymns from the Sri Rudram. In addition to this, other rituals like Surya Namaskara, Sahasralingarchanam, Srimad Bhagavata Parayanam, Ramayana Parayanam and Devi Mahatmyam are simultaneously performed. The Yajnam commences on 4th day of Dasara and concludes with the Purnahuti, the final oblation that is offered on Vijayadashami, the 10th day. Well, thank you very much, Brother Devendra Kumar, for that answer. Thank you for your participation. And then the next listener who has replied for my question is Mr. Yoga Kumaran. Well, Yoga Uncle, your reply is 9 days. I'm afraid it's a wrong answer. The question that I had asked was, how many days the Veda Purusha Sapta Jnana Yajnam is performed in Purnachandra Auditorium in Prashant Nilayam? Well, the answer lies in the name of the Yajnam itself, right? Veda Purusha Sapta Jnana Yajnam. It's a Sapta Jnana Yajnam. It's performed for 7 days. Well, anyhow, it's okay. Thank you for your reply and thank you for your participation. And then the last listener who has replied for this question is Sharma Pulela from US. Well, like other listeners, for the first question, you have got the correct answer. And for the second question, also you have got the correct answer. The seven components of the Yajnams, the Rudra Yajnam, Surya Namaskaram, Sahasralingarchanam, Srimad Bhagavata Parayanam, Ramayana Parayanam, Lalita Sahasranama Parayanam, and Devi Mahatmyam. Alright, thank you. Thank you very much for your replies, dear listeners, and thank you for your participation. Keep listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, keep listening to the different programs, and also keep sending us your feedback on the different programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony, as always, to our email ID, that is listener@radiosai.org. Alright, now it's time for the segment Soul Inspirations, and I'll be playing for you, as always, the audio of our video series. One episode will be from the video series Uncle Lan's Tales, and another episode will be from the video series Golden Histories. But before that, let's listen to a beautiful bhajan, and that will be followed by the two different episodes of the video series. Happy listening. Jai Sai Ram.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Klesha Nashaya Shri Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Sundara
Murli
shamala ghanashyam sundara.
Ramu and the Genie. Once upon a time, there was a young man, Ramu. Ramu's sole wish was to become a rich, powerful, influential, and important person. He was ready to go to any extent to achieve his ends. One day, he met a sage.
Salutations to you, Gurudev.
What is it that you seek, my child?
It will take me at least a day to reel out my list, O sage. But if you are ready to spare at least an hour for me, I could possibly manage to give you an idea about all that I want.
I know what you long for. Let me assure you, all that you seek will be yours.
Wow! Great! But how is that possible?
I shall gift you a powerful genie. The genie is capable of fulfilling all your desires. All you have to do is just ask.
Wow! That is exactly the kind of blessing that I would have liked, Gurudev. If you can just let me know when I can meet this magical genie and where.
Very soon, Ramu. But may you be forewarned. The genie has to be kept busy. Always. Make sure that it is always fulfilling some desire of yours, acting on your words, and doing some work. If the genie ever gets idle, it will rush to you and eat you up.
Don't worry about that, Guruji. I have more than sufficient work to keep the genie busy. You just send it to me. And promise me that you will never ever ask back for it.
I will not have to ask back for it, my child. Here, take your genie.
With the genie, Ramu scaled the heights of health, peaks of prosperity, and pinnacles of power. Anything that he could ever seek in the world were now at his beck and call. His palatial home was gilded with gold. He was convinced that this was the beginning of true happiness, and he had his whole life ahead to enjoy this newfound happiness.
What next, Master?
Nothing now. You can rest a while.
If the genie ever gets idle, it will rush to you and eat you up.
Wait! Go and plant paddy in the fields.
That has already been done yesterday.
Then excavate gold from that nearby hill.
Done today morning.
Take over the lands of the king by battling with his soldiers and build mansions with fountains over there.
As you wish, my master. I'll be back in an hour.
Whew. Saved for now. But what shall I do? This genie, I'm sure, will be back and I have no more tasks. Not only that, in trying to save myself, I have started such a bloody war. Oh, what a fool I have been. Oh, God. Nobody can save me now. Nobody except... Gurudev, please take back the genie. I have had enough of it. I want it no more.
Child, that is something that I cannot do, as I told you before. In fact, you elicited a promise from me that I will not ask back for the genie.
But but it will destroy me unless you take it back. I never thought that I would be in such deep trouble.
Desires are always like that, Ramu. They come back to destroy you.
Gurudev, I can myself see that much. It is not much help if you reveal what I already have learnt. Please help me save myself now.
It is very simple, child. Ask the genie to get a long metal pole.
Which metal, Gurudev?
That does not matter. Gold, silver, iron, brass, bronze, whatever you wish. Fix the pole in the courtyard and tell the genie to go up and down that pole continuously. Live in peace after that.
Wow, that's a nice solution, Gurudev.
It is a simple one, but whatever happens, don't forget the lesson you have got from all this.
Thank you, Gurudev. I sincerely hope that this will work.
Oh, Master, we won the battle. The king has been conquered. What next?
Go and get me a long metal pole. It can be any metal. Gold, silver, iron, brass, bronze, doesn't matter.
Here it is. What next?
That's good. Now, fix it there and go up and down this pole till I tell you to stop.
Moral: each one of us have been gifted with a genie, capable of achieving all our desires. That genie is the mind. If we use the genie to fulfill our desires, we will be in deep trouble. The best way to use this genie is for serving others. The remaining time, let it go up and down the pole of the Lord's name. Just as the metal with which the pole is made didn't matter for Ramu, it doesn't matter which name of the Lord we choose. Namasmarana, or repetition of the Lord's name, is the best sadhana, spiritual practice for this Kali Yuga.
Come out of your meditative trance. A crisis looms ominously over Maharaj Sugriv's future, from which only you can rescue him.
A crisis for Maharaj?
No external force can be a life-threatening source for Maharaj Sugriv. Till breath incessantly flows in the body of Anjaneya.
Tell me, what is the problem?
Your reassurance has rejuvenated the dry streams of hope within me, Hanuman. Nala has reported the presence of two strangers in the vicinity of Rishyamukha. A feeling of fear and anxiety has gripped all our hearts. I have a strong suspicion that these are the spies sent by Wali to eliminate the resistance. Let the spies be captured and brought to our presence.
Pardon me, Maharaj, but let us not reach conclusions without due investigation. Permit me to approach them as a Brahmin. I shall find their intentions and do the needful. But I have a queer intuition that something good is about to happen.
Agraja, we have been wandering along these wooded shores of Pampa. Now, the sun shines in the western horizon and darkness deepens. We still haven't found our friends of Rishyamukha.
Lakshmana, look. A scholarly Brahmin is approaching us. Maybe he can help us.
Namaskaram, namaskaram. Kim tava agamanam? In this primitive wilderness, I behold an enigma in you, O strangers. You shine with the brilliance of thousand suns, yet emanate the serene coolness of the moon. Who are you, O resolute ascetics with matted locks? And what purpose has brought you to this sylvan kingdom?
O revered one, we are searching for the Rishyamukha Parvata. Can you please guide us there?
Kim prayojanam, kim abhiprayam? May I know the reason as to why you noble souls seek the Rishyamukha peak, and you have not revealed your identity yet?
We have come to meet Maharaj Sugriv, but our identity will remain veiled since you haven't revealed yours. Strange indeed is finding a Brahmana in this forest.
But stranger indeed is finding renunciants armed with mighty bows. Your visit to this forest, filled with wild animals and rakshasas, must have a purpose, great but hidden.
You seem to have not an iota of intention to help us. Brother, come. We are not in such deep desperation that we have to rely on this wayward Brahmin.
Rosham karoti dosham. Rosham karoti dosham. My intentions are honest and pure, sprinkled with a natural curiosity to explore your true identity. But I seem to have woken the Adishesha within you, that your eyes spew forth darts of anger. But your companion is Sumanohar Shanta Swarupam. He emanates the equanimity of Manasarovar, stilling the stirrings of Manas.
Lakshmana, the Brahmin radiates an aura of wisdom around him. O Brahmana, your sweet and immaculate voice, pouring forth words of profundity and meaning, has mesmerized me. An unsung song of intimacy that has remained inert all these years has sprung forth.
O Neelvarna, your deep gaze from the lotus eyes brings forth a sense of belonging. I feel a sense of acquaintance with you, but I cannot define it.
The feeling of belonging lies cloaked under the mutual ignorance of identities. Won't you spell the truth about yourself?
It looks as if both of us are eager to know about each other. But you see, you have come here as strangers, and I have received you as guests. Therefore, you have to reveal your identity first.
We are the sons of Dasharatha, king of Ayodhya, and the scion of Suryavansha, He is Sri Ramachandra.
Rama?
And I am his brother, Lakshmana.
Rama?
Prabhu pahichani pare ugahi charna so sukh uma jai nahi varna pulakit tan mukh avan vachna dekhan ruchir vesh ke rachna
You have come at last, my Lord. Forgive me, Lord. This monkey could not recognize you. But, O Omniscient One, why did not you recognize this servant of yours?
In the incessant flow of your learning and the sweetness of your communication, your identity was clouded. Hanuman.
Hanuman? Is this Brahmana Hanuman?
Yes, brother Lakshmana. Lost in the extravagant display of learning, my eyes fail to recognize my master. I know, Lord, you must have been thinking, let this fellow reach me through jnana, which he is so joyously radiating. Pardon me, Lord. Pardon me.
No one can know me unless I choose to reveal myself. Hanuman, I am lost in this forest and I need your help.
Swami, do not say that. We lesser mortals look up to you when we are helpless. You have willed that I should serve you in your divine mission. My life is sanctified with this golden opportunity to serve you. I owe eternal servitude to you, O Lord. I owe eternal servitude to you. Come, Lord, let us proceed to Maharaj Sugriv.
Dasharath Nandanara Dasharath Nandanara Raghuvara Janani Janaki Rama Raghuvara Janani Janaki Rama
Rama
ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ ರಘುವರ ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ ರಾಮ
ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ
ರಘುವರ ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ ರಾಮ ವೈಕುಂಠ ರಾಮ
ವೈದೇಹಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೈಕುಂಠ ರಾಮ
ಅಹಲ್ಯೋದಾರಕ ರಾಮ
ಅಹಲ್ಯೋದಾರಕ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೇವಿತ ಲಾವಣ್ಯ ರಾಮ
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಸೇವಿತ ಲಾವಣ್ಯ ರಾಮ
ದಶರಥ ರಘುವರ ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ ರಾಮ
ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ
ರಘುವರ ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ ರಾಮ
ಜನನಿ ಜಾನಕಿ
ವೈದೇಹಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೈಕುಂಠ ರಾಮ